Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sprints to the roof!
Helicopter!
Sprints to the roof! Says, babe! Babe, don't do it!
She's already gone. She's zoomed off into the skyline.
Sunset!
Right, guys, let's talk about Whoopity Scoop. What's the Kanye bar?
Whoopity Scoop.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, week one of the 12-week community challenge.
Yes, sir.
Well
and underway.
It is well and underway. So, as we're recording this, we haven't done the full week yet, but there's some people
that aren't from this planet.
Yeah. There's some aliens in there.
Yeah.
Turns out the babies are aliens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They've humbled us. Facts. And so for context, today, Daddy is, I haven't trained, so bear with me. Daddy is 737th on strain. Daddy is 276th on recovery. And Daddy is 514th in flipping sleep.
I am 234th on strain, don't know how, 511 on recovery, 600 on sleep, and I got 7 hours. I'm 600.
Bro, some of these lot are cooking.
Absolutely cooking, bro.
I think I saw, I don't think I've seen 100% recovery yet. 98's the most I've seen.
Yeah.
But there's 98s in this bitch.
Yeah, there are.
But there's only a few, you know. Shout out to Rebecca. Shout out to Lucy May. Hybrid mommy, say less. Now, let's talk about strain. Because strain's becoming a joke. This Brer William, box fitness, walking again, jump rope, walking again, powerlifting, and it says, and one more.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. One more.
The one above. Baseball and then manual labor.
Joshua is a man.
Yeah.
Man added manual labor.
That's crazy.
11.7 strain. That's more than I get in a workout.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's people out there. All right, fair play. So it's looking like we have to step our pussy up.
We have to. We've got no choice.
Yeah, so week one, we were testing the water, see like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, see what you man are doing. That's cute. But now we have to actually have to step our pussy up. So well played, guys. I've seen the chat's been popping. Everyone's been really, really, really helpful to each other. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing stuff in there that I didn't even know. So guys, I hope you're enjoying it. There's over 1,000 people in here now.
Yes, sir.
Everyone seems to be doing well. So well done to everyone that's on it. If you were thinking, oh shit, I missed a challenge. Don't worry. It goes week by week by week. Mm-hmm, so the stats restart every single week. Okay. Yeah. So all you need to do is get involved now. Go to join.whoop.com/SNG. Grab your Whoop. If you want to try it 30 days, it's risk-free.
Yes,
so just try it for a month. See how you get on. If you don't like it, kick it back. But you will like it. So it's calm. So join.whoop.com/SNG and then join the community challenge with us. If you don't know what Whoop is, you're like, what's this Whoop? Pretty self-explanatory. It's a wearable fitness coach. It is this Rolex-looking thing right here.
Yes, sir.
We wear it 24 hours a day and it monitors our strain.
Our sleep and our recovery.
And so far, we've been doing it for like 10 weeks now. And we're enjoying it. So jump in, guys. And like we said, when it comes to the O2 show in May, everyone is going to be breasted up.
Whooped up.
Stomached out.
Yeah, V-lined.
Look, V-lined, tapered and snatched.
Yeah.
Babies are going to come to the O2 looking snatched.
Thanks to
So Whoop. When we exit the venue, everyone's like, oh, it's a snatch conference.
Yeah. I don't know what happened in there, but everyone's coming out snatched.
O2's doing up orgies now.
Yeah. Say less.
Baywatch auditions.
I'm trying to be part of
that. Yeah, what's going on? And they're like, oh no, she's a gizzard just playing. And they're like,
makes sense. Two and two.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah. All right, guys. So looking forward to catching up with you in week two.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, cool.
Right, guys. As you know, we hit it straight with a nitty gritty. And the question of the week was, I was today years old when I found out. I got some juicy ones.
Swear.
Yeah, what about you?
I've got a couple mind benders.
Yeah, mind benders is the word, to be fair. I've got a couple of those too.
I wonder if we got any samey-sames.
I feel like we would have, or I purposely didn't write one down because I'm thinking it's going to be on both and you might have written it down and blah, blah.
Say,
see
less.
What I'm saying?
Say less, say cool. less, say less.
Sorry, I was today years old when I found out it's hard as hail, not hard as hell.
Really? Is that facts?
I did fact check it and I believe it's correct.
Well played.
Yeah.
Rem, I need you to pull this one up. I was today years old when I learned that the Krusty Krab is a crab trap.
A crab trap?
I already is. I already knew that.
It's a like, you know, when fishermen are catching.
Yeah.
That's what the Krusty Krab is.
Show me.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh.
It's a cage.
It's a cage for
cage
crabs.
For crabs, yeah. It is, yeah, yeah.
Oh. And I heard another conspiracy that the Krabby Patty is actually crab meat.
Oh, I heard about that. That's just sick.
Yep.
That's why they can't lock into the recipe.
That's just sick.
Twists and turns, but I was on Twitter going through twists and turns,
oh,
bro.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
People were leaking stuff.
Conspiracy.
SpongeBob has loads of weird stuff.
Yeah, bro.
Like sandy cheeks. It means like when you have a wet ass and you sit on the beach.
Oh.
Wait, what? Say that again.
Sandy cheeks, the character.
The squirrel. Are.
It's like when you sit
on sand and you got sand in your bum.
Sandy cheeks.
Oh.
Okay. Oh,
damn.
Okay.
Damn.
All right. I was today years old when I found out Evian spelt backwards is naive.
Don't, because I love Evian.
I know
don't
you
play
do.
With me.
I know
don't
you
play
do.
With me.
Don't
my
say
drink.
You're naive. Stupid.
You just come from mountains.
You're stupid. And you're paying what? £3?
Yeah.
Pay it.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
They don't even let you take the lid off anymore. Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
Keep it whole.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Naive. Everyone live young. Naive.
Naive, yeah.
Nah, I'm a waste man. How are you living? Okay, cool. Fiji it is. All right.
That's jokes.
Cool. I was today years old when I learned the twist ties. This is mainly American, but it does apply. Mm-hmm. The twist ties on bread means the day they were made. So red twist tie means it was baked on a Thursday.
Mm. Ah, yeah. Okay.
We've seen that okay. before.
Yeah,
we've
seen that before.
Yeah.
It was in a React.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, we've seen that. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Okay. I was today years old when I found out that the N in Nutella is black.
What?
The N in Nutella is black.
What do you mean?
Pull up Nutella, G.
Swear.
These men are just getting away with stuff.
Do you know who's getting away with stuff? Lululemon.
Walk on.
Say no more.
Yeah,
bro.
Say no more.
But, yeah. And that's, don't even inquire.
Yeah.
Do your research.
Yeah, yeah. Say no more.
The guy, who, I'm not saying, I don't know what they're saying as a brand.
Yeah.
The guy who invented Lululemon.
Yeah. Say no more.
Find out why he called it Lululemon.
Say no more. Say no more.
Bro?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I saw this on a... This is on a podcast, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly what...
Yeah, yeah,
I know
yeah,
exactly
yeah, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
answer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
this was on... what's that redhead guy called? Is it on that one? With...
Redhead? Oh, yeah. It was Chris DiStefano said it on Bad Friends.
Yeah.
I was yeah. mind blown.
Yeah.
Say less.
Yeah. Say less. All right, go.
I was today years old when I found out that Q, the word Q, is just okay. So Q U E U E, is just a Q, the letter followed by four silent letters.
I knew that. I think I knew that one for sure.
Obviously, we knew that because you just say it.
Yeah. But yeah, you wouldn't...
Four silent letters,
yeah,
you man.
U-E-U-E is pointless though, isn't it?
The whole thing is pointless.
Q.
It's just Q.
Yeah. I also don't like in the English language where two words sound the same but mean different things. Like Q and Q, like a cube for a snooker, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
two, two and two.
Yeah, like four, four and four. Like
There and there.
It's so jarring. And it's understandable why foreigners say English is the hardest language to learn.
Because it's bullshit.
It's bullshit,
we're
bro.
Just making up stuff.
But yeah. I was today years old when I found out KFC's Twitter account follow 11 people, the five Spice Girls and six random guys called Herb.
Really?
I fact checked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Their social media team's playing chess.
3D chess. The chess that they play on Big Bang Theory is the chess he's playing.
Wow.
Yeah, smart.
Okay. Today years old when I found out when my dad took my birthday money to look after it, I was never going to see that again.
We've all been there.
We have
We've
been
all
there.
Been
Let
there.
Let me look after it.
We've all been there.
What are piggy banks for, Dad?
I had nothing.
Really?
In my piggy bank. Nothing. Like, I would put coins in there thinking, okay, cool, local £2 here, local £2 there. I would rinse it before the week's end.
Oh, facts, bro. I used
before
to have
Before the week's yet, end.
My mum bought me, for my birthday one time, like a little, so corny, like a little actual bank, like a little ATM. So you had to put your passcode in it, and it went clicking, like a little plastic thing, like popped out. And you put
like
your
a
money
cash
in.
Draw.
Yeah, like a cash draw. Exactly, like a till. It was more like a till than an ATM. Beep, 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 beep. Ding, cha-ching. And he used to go, cha-ching. And then I put all my little notes in there for my birthday. Close up. When it was dairy milk time.
Dairy
when
milk
it was
time.
Galaxy cookie crumble time.
Cookie and crumble.
And I forgot my password. When I say I yanked that bitch open, I nearly broke my fingers. I was pulling the thing until there was a gap. And then I shoved like my equivalent to a crowbar in that bitch.
My equivalent to
I yanked it open. Yeah. Bro, I was stomping on it. I need the chocolate.
Fair play.
I spent all my birthday money.
My sister always had money in her little piggy bank.
Yeah, my brother had
notes.
Bare.
Notes.
Hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Never spent nothing.
Chicken change, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, bro, but what do you do when you want to buy millions? Like, I don't... Starburst ain't free.
Facts, bro. So what are you actually doing?
How are you getting your fix and keeping all your money? Because I'm spending.
Facts.
I spent till now. It never changed.
It doesn't change.
Oh, God. All right, cool.
Was that, did you just go?
Yeah, birthday money.
I was 3 years old when I found out when you type in home alone, it comes up with the emoji.
Really?
Yeah, fact check.
You fact checked. Yeah, you got time.
Yeah.
Well played. I was 3 years old when I found out she was playing me. She was playing me. She was playing me.
Let me piggyback on that.
Yeah.
I was 3 years old when I found out my dad is my neighbor.
That's rough. That's rough. I was 3 years old when I found out news is not an acronym. It's called news because the information is new.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I got, I was 3 years old when I found out news is an acronym and it stands for notable events, weather and sports.
Yeah, that's what I
thought.
Fact check, please.
Fact check, please. Mm. New information of interest.
People think it's an acronym, but it's not.
People actually think news is an acronym. It's not, but this mess is pretty hilarious. Wow.
Okay.
Shade.
So I guess it's just new information, you say?
It's just new information.
Mm. New information.
Thank God I was right on that one. I was certain I was wrong. Yours makes so much more sense.
I saw it, I was thinking, rah, fair. I was 3 years old when I found out if you hold down the zero button on an iPhone, you can change it to a degree sign. Fact checks as well.
I think I knew that.
I didn't.
Ah, very nice.
I never knew that.
Cool. Also, who needs degrees on an iPhone calculator? What are we doing? 3 years old when I found out that it's for all intents and purposes, not for all intensive purposes.
For all intents.
Intents
and purposes.
I've been saying intensive purposes, bro.
I think I dabble between both and just hope no one pulls me up.
Dabbling is a fucking insanity.
That's even worse.
I'm not playing such risky games. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not right sometimes, I'm wrong sometimes.
All intents and purposes, all intents and purposes. Well, to be fair, I think I say intensive. I don't think
I
say intense.
I've never said intense.
All intents.
For all intents and purposes.
Intense or intent?
Intents.
Oh, with an...
this is my intent.
Okay, I thought you meant like intense, like something like
intense. No.
Intense.
For all intents and purposes.
Makes sense,
it
okay.
It does make
fucking
perfect
hell,
sense.
It makes perfect sense.
We've been living a lie, bro. This is one that pisses me off. When people are like, I could care less. I couldn't care less.
Couldn't.
I've always said I couldn't care less. Mm-hmm. And people are like, yeah, could care less, bro. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
That
means you can care less.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I've always said I couldn't care less, but yeah, I hear you. I was 3 years old when I found out the divide symbol is a blank fraction. The two dots get replaced with two numbers that create the fraction.
This guy's annoying me. Everyone.
No. There's some I haven't known. I did know that. What about the division symbol?
I never knew that.
Who taught you that?
I think I read it somewhere online sometime.
a blank fraction. Mm. That's, you know, wild.
I think I learned a lot of these when doing the research for that Reacts episode, to be fair.
Oh, mm. Fair play. Fair play. Yeah. I always thought the burgers were supposed to get bigger when you ordered small, medium, and large. When I say that's me,
fair,
you man?
Fair. It's just the chips and the drink.
Bro, at one point, KFC was just the drink.
Really?
When they asked you, do you want to go large? It was just the fucking drink.
To be fair, I rarely see large chips in KFC.
They don't fuck around in KFC. Mm. Although they've switched up their chips recently. You had any recently?
I've had KFC. Anyone had KFC
recently? Obviously not, because no one likes KFC because of the chips. They switched those bitches up.
Swear.
Cajun style.
Ooh, what standard is Cajun?
Seasoned. You don't get an option.
Yeah, they're giving five guys.
You just click fries, comes seasoned.
Mm.
It slaps.
Random, I had McDonald's the other day. Probably one of the best McDonald's I've ever had. Because you know when it's just fresh.
Piping.
Yes, the chips were banging salt ratio, banging at a three-piece chicken select.
Yeah.
I opened that box, the steam that came out.
I bet.
I was eating. McDonald's, shout me. Shout me, man. Shout me.
Sometimes when it fucking hits, bro.
It hits.
Jesus Christ.
I was dabbing in different sauces.
Smoky barbecue?
I had a smoky barb, I had a sweet chili. It had the curry as well as the sweet and sour. I was dib and dabbing, my bro.
Jesus, for three chickens select?
Yeah. I was dib dabbing.
That's too many sauces for three bits of chicken.
I know. The chips, man.
That sweet curry.
It's different.
I slept in it for most of my life.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. I got introduced to that.
I think I introduced you to it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. One of those late nights.
I know I got brought in. That's not my normal delicacy. I got brought in.
All right. It's your go.
I was today years old when I found out my youth pastor is a liar. Men have the same amount of ribs as women.
Is that true? I thought we had one less.
Why? I genuinely don't know.
So Eve was made from Adam's rib.
Yeah.
And they used to back it up by saying men have one less rib than women. If that's a lie, when I say I've been swindled my entire life. Human beings, contrary, men and women have the same number of ribs. Wow, when I say they were doubling down on this my entire life. Yep. I went to Christian, so obviously I was brought up in Luton, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So this is crazy. My primary school was half Muslim, half Christian.
In terms of the ratio?
In terms of education?
What does that mean? What?
Brother? We had a head teacher called Mrs. White every morning for reception. Yeah, I know. Head teacher, Mrs. White, she'd bop in there.
Yeah.
And then every single day, she would bop in there and be like, good morning, children.
Mm-hmm.
And
did then you say reception, by the way?
Primary school.
Oh.
Good morning, children. And then we would say the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we'd say the Lord's Prayer at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But she would always introduce us by saying like, Salaam Salaam and stuff, shit like that.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. We say assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Yeah, that's what we'd say. I was like seven, bro. I can't remember the thing.
Fair.
Can you teach me how to say it?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And then you would say wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. Yeah, that's what we used to say.
Yeah. That's so rogue as well, though. The fact that, is it rogue or were they trying to be ahead of the curve?
They were trying to be ahead of the curve in the best way, but Luton's a good place to start because hella Muslims.
Okay.
But when I say I wasn't in school thinking, this is weird.
Okay.
I was locked in.
This is norm for you. This is every day.
I was locked in. Mm-hmm. And then like RE was 50% Bible, 50% Quran.
Okay. That's it? No other religious studies?
No. Not in primary school.
Fair, primary school.
But yeah, that's just how it was.
I don't remember doing RE in primary school. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Really, I don't remember that much. Yeah, okay. But that's just how it was.
Fair.
I was here for it.
Fair, makes sense.
I mean, it wasn't as far as like boy and girl separated everything and all that kind of things. It wasn't that far, but like in terms of like little things like
just
that.
Just educational
stuff. In terms of prayer
stuff,
and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, like mixed, 50-50.
Interesting.
And we're talking how many years ago?
Interesting.
Like 20 something years ago?
Ish, yeah.
Mm.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Mm. Anyway.
Okay. I'm done, by the way. You got your?
Today is old when I realized Justin Timberlake sings the chorus of Where's the Love in Black Eyed Peas. I promise you I didn't know that.
When you said Justin Timberlake, my brain registered Justin Bieber. I said, that can't be true. That can't be true.
Someone's older than him.
Yeah, that can't be true. But I did see that one. I did see that one on socials.
Oh, yes.
I had seen this one before, but I didn't know it was true until I saw it.
And the last one I've got is today years old when I realized the first episode is called a pilot because it's his first time on air.
I knew that.
Did
that you? Was going to be one of my fun facts when I was doing fun facts time ago. Yeah, that's why I knew that.
Fair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was
good
interesting.
Good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice. Cool.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome back.
Indeed.
Thank you for coming.
Facts.
We hope you're well. So, guys, you already know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel.
Facts.
If you are listening on any audio platform, please leave us a nice review. 5 stars is obviously preferable. But if you hate us, just say it, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Just say it. And lastly, guys, if you like what we do, if you want to see more of what we do, please head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. It'll cost you £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the Peter SNG and you can have 4 years of bonus content over there. On top of that, if you think, oh, bro, these men are always sitting down. I'd like to see them stand up. I'd like to see them move around a little bit.
Yeah,
I'd like
to
see them cook some food, jump out of planes, play some games,
who knows?
Do some weird shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stay on Patreon. Bump up to tier two. And introduce yourself to the one and only Log Cabin Show.
Is there?
We are 10 episodes deep at the minute.
Come on.
And it's been an absolute trip.
Mm-hmm.
Very well received. We're super, super, super proud of it. The show is doing incredibly well and we enjoy it a lot. And today is a good day.
Oh, we're flipping the script.
We're flipping the script. Grandmaster Fuhad is stepping down into student level today.
Yep.
Because every single week he sits there behind his phone or his iPad being like, I would have got that. I would have got that. I would have got that. So today we'll find out.
We shall.
We shall find out. It's a special one. I think we actually have 10 questions.
Okay, nice.
So I'm going to do all 10 questions, guys.
Nice.
I will be the quiz master today.
Yep.
So please, guys, back to school. Grab your whiteboards and your pens. And let's see what go on. Question number one.
Yes, sir.
How many millions are in a billion? How many millions are in a billion? Question number two. In which country would you find Machu Picchu, one of the 7 wonders of the world? In which country would you find Machu Picchu, one of the 7 wonders of the world? Question number three. Which of these animals is not a mammal? A, whale. B, shark. C, dolphin. D, seal. Which of these animals is not a mammal? A, whale. B, shark. C, dolphin. D, seal. Question number four. In 1986, Chernobyl was the site of the worst nuclear disaster in history. In which country did this take place?
I've seen the show as well.
Go on.
Sorry, I was going to say, I started it, but I didn't finish that.
Neither did I. I think I didn't watch like the last episode or two, but it's highly rated as well.
Yeah.
HBO, highly rated. Fuck, I don't remember.
Also, reading this, I know where Fuhad gets his ego. Why? When you know the answer, you're like, obviously, I would have got it.
Yeah. But when you're reading them though, do you know the answer before you've seen the answer?
But I can see the answer right here, so I can't distinguish whether I would have seen it before or after. Question number five.
Yeah.
Which of the following are a synonym for defer? A, change. B, respect. C, postpone. D, disagree. Which of the following are a synonym for defer? A, change. B, respect. C, postpone. D, disagree. In Thailand, 95% of the population are followers of what religion? In Thailand, 95% of the population are followers of what religion? Next question. Rodney loses half of an eighth of his money. How much has he lost? A, a quarter. B, 1/16. C, 2/8. D, 1/2.
Say the question again, please.
Rodney loses half of an eighth of his money. How much has he lost? A, 1/4. B, 1/16. C, 2/8. D, 1/2. What is the only body part which is fully grown from birth? What is the only body part which is fully grown from birth?
I got told it before, and If it's not true, I'm going to be annoyed.
I got told it
and I guarantee they're lying to me.
I don't think I got told it, but I think I've read it before, but I also don't believe it.
Fair. I don't believe it either. Mm. My one as well, but I was told.
Anyway. Everyone locked?
Yep. Yeah.
Question number 9. Is happily an adjective, verb, or adverb? Is the word happily an adjective, a verb, or an adverb? Question number 10. Somewhat history question. Queen Elizabeth II has 4 children. Name 2 of them. Queen Elizabeth.
Is that the one that just passed?
Yep, I'll give you man a clue. It's the one that just passed.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, who the fuck is that?
I'll give you a clue. Give you a clue. It's the one that just passed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Has 4 children.
4 utes.
Name 2 of them.
Blood sea.
All of you man should be able to do this. Everyone's locked?
Yeah.
Okay. Swapping boards, please. Yeah. First question. How many millions in a billion? The correct answer is 1,000. Question number 2. In which country would you find Machu Picchu? The correct answer is Peru. Which of these animals is not a mammal? Whale, shark, dolphin, or seal? The correct answer is shark. In 1986, Chernobyl was the site of the worst nuclear disaster in history. Which country did this take place? The correct answer is Ukraine. Which of the following are a synonym for defer? Change, respect, postpone, or disagree? The correct answer is postpone. In Thailand, 95% of the population are followers of what religion? The correct answer is Buddhism.
Well played.
Rodney loses 1/8 of his money. How much has he lost? The correct answer is 1/16. What is the only body part? This is one everyone thinks they know. What is the only body part which is fully grown from birth? The correct answer is eyes.
Yes. Well played.
Let's go.
That's on a fucking roll. Is happily an adjective, a verb, or an adverb? The correct answer is adverb.
I think we all wrote the same. Yeah.
Lastly, Queen Elizabeth has 4 children. Name 2 of them. The possible answers are Charles, Anne, Andrew, or Edward.
I wrote the same.
Cool. Right. Has everyone got everyone's scores?
Oh, I let myself down.
All right. So I can say with confidence, without any... maybe I would have got it right. I would have got 6.
Cool.
Fair.
Rem got 6 out of 11.
Well played, Rem.
Fuad got 6 out of 11.
Well played, Fuad.
And I think Ellis won.
Ellis got 5 out of 11.
Well fucking played though, bro.
I've got quite a few.
That's really impressive from you. Good job.
Tiebreaker.
GG's.
Tiebreaker.
Is there a tiebreaker?
What is the definition of rigorous? Lax, loose, relaxed, or strict? Rigorous. Lax, loose, relax, or strict? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Strict.
Cool. Yeah. Auspicious. Find the definition of auspicious. Favorable, lowly, poor, or threatening? Auspicious. Favorable, lowly, poor, or threatening?
Lowly, did you say? I was going to say, can you use it in a sentence, but you obviously can't.
Dread, why?
Because I'm assuming there's no example. I'm not saying that he can't use it in a sentence, but I'm saying like, there's no...
Nah, I'm saying, but the sentence wouldn't help you anyway, because all the options are framed in a way that I can use a sentence and use all of that.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Sorry, can you give me the options again?
Auspicious, yep. Favorable, lowly, poor, threatening.
Locked.
3, 2, 1, and the answer is favorable. Well done.
Let's go.
Is that what you're doing?
I've lost 3 sudden deaths.
Let's go.
Sorry, G.
Don't be. It's my fault.
Okay.
GG's.
GG's, guys. Well played.
GG's indeed.
So, Fuad put his money where his mouth was. Came out on top. One of these days, we're going to have to go toe to toe. I like that.
That's what actually was being mentioned in the Discord server, actually, that either myself or Ellis are quizmaster, and so you two can...
Caveat, these were not key stage 3 questions.
No, they weren't. Especially the sudden death definitely wasn't, but I'm not sure about...
Sudden death, I promise you, was key stage 3. I Googled key stage 3.
Fair.
Auspicious was being used by...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell us the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
I'm not gonna lie, that it was in there because I remember having that on, I saw that on one of my ones. I didn't know the answer, so I charged it.
Wow, fair.
Some of these I don't think were Key Stage 3, but like Chernobyl, how do you know about Chernobyl and Key Stage 3? 11 to 14.
That's history.
That's fair one of the biggest historic events.
You said you saw the show yourself.
True.
Yeah, man, don't get me wrong, but I didn't watch it when I was 11. True. But I've seen the show,
fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
But yeah, anyway.
Cool. All right. So
that was good. That was fun.
I have a film review.
Oh, we've not done one of these in ages.
I haven't done one, and you, man, buckle in.
Yeah.
Because so on the flight back from Miami, when I say I watched a fucking movie, you, man, this has encouraged me to go back and start watching movies from the 90s.
Wow, mad.
Because it turns out they could just make a movie about anything back then, and it was all good.
Okay.
So the movie that I watched is called Indecent Proposal, right? Indecent Proposal, you man. Okay. So, premise.
Mm-hmm.
We have, it stars Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore, and Robert Redford, yeah? So, Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb are not rating it. When I tell you, man, it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
So, what happens is, yeah, Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore are married.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson is an aspiring architect.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, these men have been together since they were like 17.
Okay.
When I say they're in love,
yeah.
They are in love, bro. They're in love, bro. So Woody Harrelson just wants to become a successful architect. That's all he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And he's dedicated all his time and effort into becoming an architect.
Mm-hmm.
Demi Moore is basically just supporting him financially. She's like working two jobs. She's doing whatever she can to support him because she believes in him,
yep.
And his talent and his dream. And mm-hmm. all she wants to do is support it.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, they save up enough money so that he can build his own yard.
Yep.
And this is going to be his like goal. Like, we're going to build this yard. It's going to be my first job as an architect.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sell the yard for bags because it's so unique and it's so perfect. And then that's on top. That's where we're going to get money from,
mm-hmm.
from that sale. And on top of that, it's going to get my name out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be patterned. So everything's all blessed. They start building the house. Mm-hmm. Everything's calm. And these men run out of money.
Mm.
And they're behind on their bank payments now.
Okay.
For the yard. So they took out a loan to build the yard. They're behind on their bank payments and they're basically fucked. So bank pull them in and be like, bro, you're like 3 months behind on your payments.
Mm.
Like, you've got 30 days to pay up or I promise you this thing is charged.
Mm.
We're taking the yard from you. And they're like, stop.
Yeah, you can't. You're killing my dream.
You don't understand that you can't take it.
Yeah.
Because we've put everything into this.
Okay.
And if I can't finish this yard, I promise you we're fucked.
Mm.
And bank's like, that's not my problem, big man.
Facts.
So he's like, all right, cool. Demi's like, I'm fucked. Like, what are we going to do? Woody's like, right. I've got 5 bags.
Yeah.
This is going to sound crazy, but there's no way. So basically they owe 50K.
Yeah.
So they've got 30 days to come up with 50K.
Yeah.
And man's like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Like, she's working a normal 9-to-5. He doesn't even have a job. So he's like, how are we getting this 50K? And he's like, we've got no option but to go to Vegas and just try. Because otherwise it's charged.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to Vegas. She's like, whatever. When I say she's a supportive wife.
Say less.
Supportive, bro.
Say less.
So they go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
They pull up and they're gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling. And then they're up.
Okay.
So their 5K turns to 10.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 turns to 15.
Mm.
The 15 turns to 20. And they're like, big man, this is happening.
We could make it.
This is fucking happening.
Okay.
20 turns to 25.
Mm.
This is fucking happening. So as is, Woody's Gambling.
Yeah.
Demi's just happy to be along. Mm-hmm. Gassed. So they're in a good mood, bro. They're halfway there. Mm-hmm. Everything's blessed. She goes shopping now while he's doing his gambling. Mm-hmm. She goes shopping in one of this fancy store, one designer store, sees this dress.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy thing.
Mm.
She's like trying it on and things like that. And then that's where Robert Redford comes in.
Yeah.
Plays a character called John Gage. He's mm-hmm. a billionaire.
Okay.
He pulls up, he prees her, and he's like, that dress is you.
Mm.
Buy it. You have to buy it. Mm. And she's like, oh, I appreciate it, but I can't afford it. He's like, just seeing you in that dress was enough for me. It was literally a gift for me.
Yeah.
So let me gift that dress to you. I'll buy it for you. And she's like, big man.
Bars.
Caviar? This guy spits game.
Say less. I can
he
tell.
He stays spitting game.
I can tell.
In this film,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, let me buy it for you.
Mm.
She's like, you can't buy me.
Mm.
Like, I'm not for sale. Yeah. So I didn't gift you shit.
Mm.
So I appreciate it, but pass.
Yeah.
He's like, say less. Cool. For what I'd offer. Enjoy your evening.
Mm-hmm.
She goes back. Hubby's 25K up.
Mm.
And they're laughing.
Mm.
So they go to bed. Everything's best. And they're like, cool. That's day one. Now day two, we make another 25,
yeah.
We're in the clear.
Yeah.
They're like, bless. Wake up the next day, have some breakfast. They go, they gamble, loss. 25 goes to 20, loss. 20 goes to 15, loss. 15 goes to 10. She's like, stop. We have to stop. Woody's like,
I've got
there's no
choice.
Point.
Yeah.
They want 50 and we've got 10.
Yeah.
There's no point stopping.
Yeah.
We have to keep going.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck.
Okay. What are they playing, by the way?
They're playing craps and roulette. They're playing all sorts.
Okay.
So she's like, fuck. All right, cool. Mm. You're right. We can go to the bank with 10 and they can spit in our face.
Mm.
Or we can keep gambling.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, keep gambling, loss. Keep gambling, loss. Basically, they lose the whole thing. And they're back at square one.
Damn.
But when I say these men are in love and they support each other,
yeah.
There's no bad blood.
Okay.
They basically say, we came here with nothing. We're leaving with nothing. Yep. We tried our best.
Yeah.
I guess they're taking the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of it. So... as they're walking out,
mm-hmm.
they see a crowd of people around a poker table.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, what's going on over there? So they go look, they see Mr. Gage.
Mm-hmm.
He's dropping 100K a pop every hand. 100K. Billy Bob Thornton is just like a local spectator.
Okay.
He's like, this guy is caked. Yeah. He's dropping hundreds, like it's nothing. So but John Gage is losing. 100K, losing.
Mm. Unfazed.
Unfazed. Mm. Doesn't care. Couldn't care less,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
So he looks over into the crowd, sees Demi Moore, and says, oh, homegirl with the dress.
Mm.
So he pulls up, spitting game. Pulls up to Woody Harrelson
yeah.
and says, sorry to bother you, bro. This is mid-poker game. Gets up, pulls over, says, sorry to bother you, bro. Is this your wife?
Mm.
Woody's like, yeah. Well gone. He's like, can I be a pain? Like, I saw you, man, yesterday gambling and it looked like your wife was just bringing you good luck. Can I steal her for a minute? Can she just sit with me and watch me play and see if it brings me luck? Woody's like, random, but go on then.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Go on then. So she comes and sits down. She's like, oh my fucking God, this guy. But she hasn't told Woody about the dress
the
situation.
Previous thing, yeah.
So she's like, oh, this fucking guy. So she sits down like nervous. Like, okay. So sits down and then playing 100K, win. 100K, win. He's like, I told you, you're good luck. She's like, stop.
Mm.
So next he's like, all right, well, let's charge this. I see you man playing crabs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over there and roll some dice.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, all right, bet. So they go over, the whole crowd comes over with them. He goes over and he's like, cool. Let's just play one hand.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, all right, bet. And he calls his boy and he's like, no, he writes a check, that's it. Calls one of the security guards, writes a check and said, I need this in chips. They go into a secret container, pull out an M, million in chips. Everyone's like, this guy's taking a piss.
Yeah.
Puts it on one play, gives her the dice, and says, roll a 7. She's like, stop. He's like, no pressure, man. You're good luck. Roll a 7 for me. And then she's like, I can't. He's like, trust me, it's fine. Roll a 7 and we're cool. Or an 11 will do as well, but roll a 7. So she goes to roll it. He says, wait, you forgot something. And she's like, what? He's like, when you was playing with Donnie yesterday, wasn't you kissing the dice? She's like, yeah. He's like, kiss the dice for me, didn't it? She's like, roll. no. Everyone, seven. Everyone,
yeah.
You see how angry Joshua was when he knocked out Franz Ngannou? Yeah. Unfazed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's screaming. Demi Moore screaming.
Yeah.
Fuck. John Gage?
Cash. Normal day in the office.
I said, man didn't look at the table.
Mm.
Looked at her and said, I told you. So, Eddie, is she here? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Real man.
Yeah.
That's all I would be thinking if I'm her.
Yeah.
Real man.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
This is what life is.
Yeah.
So hubby crawling through, yeah. Broadcast hubby crawling through the crowd and says, babe, well done. Like fucking hell, I can't believe it.
Mm.
Just won him like mils.
Mm.
So he turns to the husband respectfully and says, bro, thank you so much. Mm. I appreciate you lending me your wife. Pick any suite in this hotel. I'm going to pattern it for you tonight. Anything you want to eat, I'm going to pattern it for you. Anything you want to shop, pattern it for you. Tonight, you're my guest. Whatever you want. And then he's like, right-hand man's like, I'll take care of you. Puts him in like a six suite, everything like that. So they're chilling, like, wow, that was cool. But obviously we're depressed because we lost all our money.
Yeah.
Then we hear a little on the door.
Mm-hmm.
They open the door and it's John Gage's right-hand man with a present.
Yeah.
So he pops in and says, as a thank you, Mr. Gage just wants to invite you to a party he's having upstairs and he's bought you a little present. So it's Woody that opened the door and said, thanks. So he comes in and said, present. That's weird. She's like, cool, open it. What is it? Opens it. Black dress.
Yeah.
And then he pulls it out. He says, this is a nice dress. He bought you this dress. And she's like, that dress is $3,000.
Mm.
He's like, how do you know it's $3,000?
Mm.
She was like, I looked at it in a shop the other day. And he's like, how did he know your size? And she's just like, I don't know if he knows my size. So she slips into the little black number.
Yeah.
They head upstairs.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah.
And John Gage just chirps in the husband, just like, cool, tell me what you do. Yeah, He's not paying attention to the wife.
Ignoring the wife.
What a tone. This nigga's got game, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
He knows how to sink his teeth in.
Yeah. Man bought a red dress and didn't even look at her.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Chirps in the husband. And then every now and again, I leave them to go get a drink, to dance, all the thing. But when they're dancing, when they're drinking, he's looking at them and he's just admiring.
Mm.
So end of the night, crowd starts to dissipate. They're just playing pool together and having a conversation. And then John's like, so Woody's asking John like, bro, like, this is an amazing life you live. Da, 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 da. What do you do? What's this? What's that? And he's like, oh, bro, I just own businesses and that's what I do. And he's like, you know what? Yeah, one thing I will say about you lot, since meeting you, I can tell just from looking at you, like, I own businesses, I have all this money, I have everything, but like, I don't have what you lot have.
Mm-hmm.
So they're holding hands and they're kissing. They're like, we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, we love each other. So I can tell. And like, it's just like, I'll never have what you have. Like, and then they're like, yeah, well, you can't buy everything, innit? Like, money doesn't solve everything. And then like, he's like, swear.
Hmm. Bet.
Yeah, he says, what makes you say that?
Mm.
He's like, well, you can't buy love, can you?
Mm.
He's like, is it? He's like, all right. Hypothetically speaking,
mm-hmm.
if I wanted to buy some love
mm-hmm.
and I offered you $1 million right now to have your wife for the night, what would you say?
Is his wife right there?
She's standing right there. She jumps in and is like, he'd say no. And Woody's like, yeah, I'll say no. And he was like, cool. But would you say no because she said you'd say no?
Mm.
Or would you actually say no? He's like, of course I'd say no.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, bet. But are you saying no because it's a hypothetical situation?
Mm.
If there was really $1 million here right now, would you be saying no? He's like, I think so. And he's like, cool. Well, there's $1 million on the table right now. What are you saying? One night. Awkward silence.
Mm, I bet.
Yeah, and they're like, bro,
they're in a pickle.
Yeah. A pickle.
Mm.
They're like, bro, I'm not being rude, like, fuck off.
Mm.
Like, you're taking a piss now. He's like, all right, say less. Just thought I'd ask. Interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've got places to be. You man, enjoy yourself. Stay here, have a drink, enjoy the suite.
He's a character.
Yeah!
He's a character. Bam.
Unfazed by everything.
Fuck.
Cool. I'm a dip. Enjoy. It was nice to meet you. So they go back to the room. brush it off. Fast forward time now, it's 3 a.m. When I say, them man are like this. In bed, both of them wide awake. Turns to each other, you can't sleep? You can't sleep? Can't sleep, bro. And they're like, oh, he's a dickhead for saying that, innit? Why is he offering this stuff? And I'm like, bro, fuck knows, like, he's a dickhead. And like, smart. And they're like, it's crazy. Obviously would never do it, but fucking hell, a million.
It could be sick. Yeah, million. It could be sick, yeah.
And she's like, yeah, well, like, it's butters, but like, it's just sex, innit? Like, I would do, she was like,
you're saying
just,
that she's saying
she
this.
Said, at the end of the day, like, I fucked other people, you fucked other people, and we love each other. Like, if you wanted me to do it, I would do it. He's like, stop, stupid, stop being stupid, stop being stupid. She's like, obviously, I don't want to do it. I would never want to do it. But, like, if you wanted me to do it and you could promise me that would be cool, like, I promise you, I'd do it hypothetically. And he's like, nah. He's like, but that yard, the yard's fucked.
The yard is fucked, and she's a supportive wife.
Yeah. And he's like, obviously, we're not doing it. Not gonna lie, need the 50K.
Yeah.
Back to square one. We need the 50K.
Yeah.
So, chit chat. Cut scene. We're doing it. Cool. Get my lawyer to write up a contract. We're doing it. Don't chat to me. I hate you for even doing this. Run me my mail. Take the wife. La la la. Don't wanna hear about it. So, he's like, bet. So, he signs a contract. They're like, cool. They set up a date in a few weeks. Everything's cool. She's vexed. So they pull up to his hotel room. She walks in and she's like, husband's like, fuck, cool. So he goes down to the casino, gets a few drinks, like clear my head. Mm. Don't think about it.
Wait, so it happens then and they get the money in a few weeks?
So,
or the thing happens in a few weeks?
They take some time.
Okay.
They don't give exact numbers of when it is.
Okay.
But some time has passed.
Okay.
They make the deal. I don't know how much time passed from when they decided to when they actually see him to when the money gets transferred. Everything. So they pull up. It was definitely a few weeks. It was definitely some time had passed. And they pull up to him and they're like, all right, fuck it. Take my wife. Whatever. I'm going to go. See you in a bit. Mm-hmm. He's there getting drunk, chatting with his boy, trying to de-stress. She pulls in, aggressive thing. Like, so what? Should I get my gums off? What do you want me to do? Close off? How are we doing this? Mm-hmm. He's like, whoa. Chill. Let's not be hasty.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, well, you're here to fuck me, aren't you? So just fuck me. Like, let's get it over with. Mm-hmm. He's like, calm down. Like, let's go upstairs.
Mm. Where are they at the moment?
In his hotel room.
Okay.
So she's like, upstairs. He's like, yeah, we're gonna go upstairs. Mm-hmm. They go upstairs, cuts to the husband. Husband's like,
yeah.
He's bopping, and he's like, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? Sprints upstairs, bang. No one's answering. Bang. No one's answering. Kicks down the door. Bro, there's a maid in there. He's like, where the fuck is my wife? Where the fuck is, he's calling her. Wife, Where is she? Wife's like, they went upstairs. He's like, what do you mean upstairs? She says, helicopter. Sprints to the roof. Helicopter. Sprints to the roof. Says, babe. Babe, don't do it. She's already gone. She's zoomed off into the skyline.
Sunset.
Exactly. Woo! Sunset. They land on a yacht in the middle of the ocean and it is sunset. They land, he tells her, there's a room for you in there, go get changed. He's got her in some little Japanese number, hair tied up, chopsticks in, red lippy on.
What's them thing called? The
geisha.
Geisha.
Oh yeah, one of them things. Mm. Yeah. She pulls out, and she's just like, big man, let's just get over with. Like, I'm not on it. Like, he's like, listen to me. I know what the agreement says. I know what the contract says. Nothing's going to happen tonight that you don't want to happen. Fam, a few drinks, leans in, leans out. When I say lips, they lips. Cut scene. Next scene is Donnie in the room like.
Woody
in the room like. Hasn't slept, crying his eyes out. She pulls in. Just like, don't talk about it. We agreed. We're not going to talk about it. The money's secured. Let's just get on with our lives. He's like, cool. I'm just happy to have you home. Like, fuck that whole experience. Yeah. Happy to have you home. I'm not going to ask about it. Don't want to talk about it.
She can't stop thinking about it.
Huh? The money gets transferred.
Yeah.
They go to the bank. Cool. Let's buy a house out. Bank's like, big man, where you man been? I've been bailing you, sending you letters. Ting's gone. We warned you, bro. We fucking warned you. They're like, stop being silly. We've got bags for you.
Yeah.
If you want 50, it's 50. You want 100, it's 100. Yeah. Tell me what the number is. It's like, bro, we already sold it to someone else. The yard is gone. Your dream is gone. enjoy your little piece of money. This situation is charged. Good luck. So now they're thinking, what did we even do this for? What did we even do this for, big man?
Yeah.
Bro, so they pull up, go home, and they're just a bit down, stressed, everything. Now Woody's thinking, are you thinking about my man? Do you ever think about my man? She's like, big man, stop. Stop, don't do this. Don't do, you promise me you wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I just wanna know, like, what was it saying? She's like, I promise you I'm not answering that question. Say less. Cool. She's on the phone. Like next day, she's on the phone to her mom. He's like, oh, no, you're on the phone too. My mom. Cool, swear. Tell her I said hello then. She's like, bro, she's gone. Like, what are you doing? He's like, cool. Never mind. Sees her purse, goes for her purse. Opens the purse, finds Donnie's business card in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, enough is enough. Runs down, he's like, what the fuck is this? She's like, what do you mean? Why the fuck have you got his card in your purse? Bro, I didn't even know it was in there. Like, he obviously gave it to me. I just put it in my purse and didn't think about it again. She's like, you're chatting shit, bro. You obviously want to, you've been chatting to him. You want to link him. You want to like fuck him again. You want to see him. Like, and she's like, bro, it's like, stop. Literally fucking stop.
Yeah.
Like, you have to stop. He's like, you have to tell me. You have to fucking tell me what happened. She's like, bro, I'm not telling you what happened. He's like, did you fuck him? She said, is the money in the bank? Yeah. Then I fucked him. What do you think? Like, let's move on.
Yeah.
Like, stop, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, was it good? Just tell me if it's good. She's like, big, you have to stop this. He's like, you have to tell me right now if it's good. Otherwise, I promise you, I'm never sleeping again. She's like, yeah, it was good, bro. That's it. It was just sex. It was good. End of, done. And he's like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself. This whole thing is charged. Fuck you, you slag. You fucking dickhead. Fuck all of this, bro. Go be with him if you love him so much. And she's like, wow. It causes so much drama, bro, that they fucking separate. They separate, bro. Neither of them can handle it anymore.
Damn, man.
As soon as they separate, Mr. Gage. I can't stop thinking about you. It's like, ever since the yacht, Demi, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't stop thinking about you. I need you. She's like, bro, you just love to collect shit. I'm not one of your collectible items. Like, fuck off. Like, you've ruined my life.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away from me. He's like, cool. Again, unfazed. Cool. A few weeks go by. Cool. And she works as a estate agent.
Okay.
So he pulls up to her work, says to the boss.
The irony. From losing the house.
Facts. Says to her boss, he pulls up and is like, oh, I want to view some $10 million homes. So the boss says, cool. Demi, show Donnie some $10 million homes. She looks, sees who it is. She's like, you can go fuck yourself. I ain't showing him nothing. He says, say less. I promise you now you're sacked unless you show this guy some homes. Like, do you know how much commission is on a 10 million home? Go out there now, otherwise you're sacked. So she's like, fuck's sake. So she takes him out. This house, yeah, kitchen, bathroom, da-da-da-da-da. Next. John's like, chill. She's like, cool, fuck you. Next house, bathroom, kitchen, 3-bed, this, garden. Next. He's like, chill. So they're driving. They see a massive yacht. And he's like, that's the one I want. How much do you think that is? She's like, bro, that's like 40, 50 mil easily. And he's like, let's go pre it. She's like, do you see a for sale sign?
Mm.
He's like, pig man, I thought you knew this. Everything's for sale. You're still not learning, are you? You're still not learning shit. Everything's for sale. She's like, fair. You literally knighted me, fair.
I would be, if I'm Demi, I'm wetting up the seat. Wetting up the seat.
He's like, just shut up and show me the yard, man. Fuck, so man. They're walking around the yard and she's like, fucking hell, this is a yard. Pull him. And so they're looking around and he's like, what do you think of it? She was like, it's gorgeous. He said, what do you think is missing? She looked and she was like, this is your yard, isn't it? He's like, guilty as charged. What do you think is missing? She was like, I don't fucking know. He's like, it's missing you. It's gonna be your yard, you know? Whatever you want. This is yours. Like, what are you saying? She's like, literally stop. You're doing too much.
Yeah.
Like, stop. He's like, big man, I told you, I want you.
I can't stop thinking about you.
It's been a minute. Do you think you're the only gal I get? I can't stop thinking about you, bro. Please. She's like, fuck's sake, man. Like, whatever. And obviously, she's been separated from Donnie now for a minute. So she's like, all right, take me on a date then, innit? If that's what you want to do, take me on a date. Bro, takes her on a date. They start linking. They're locked in. So now she sent Woody divorce papers. She's like, we're gonna have to divorce then, innit? Because I'm with my man now. Woody's losing his mind.
I bet.
Losing his mind. And he's thinking, all my fears have been realized. Soon as we broke up, she's gone with him. Cool. Then, so she, but she said in the divorce papers, take the whole meal. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
Yeah.
Take the whole meal. Yeah. I want you to have it.
Mm.
He says that, cool. One day, now these man, Demi and John Gage are happily locked in a relationship, everything. They're at, she loves animals in it. So we're at an auction where you can adopt animals.
Okay.
Her favorite animal is a hippo.
Mm-hmm.
So they're at the thing and in the auction, everyone's like, oh, John Gage is here, John Gage is here. Da-da-da. He's putting down auction things like, yeah, bid on this, bid on that. Yeah. Hippo comes up. She's like, oh my fucking God, I love hippos. He's like, patting you. He's like, 30K for a hippo. Another lady, 50K for the hippo. He's like, 100K for the hippo. Hear a voice in the back, 1 mil for the hippo. Yeah, yeah, you wanna talk wet pussy? 1 mil for the hippo. Everyone, huh? Woody, hold on. She's like, what are you doing, man? Like, I gave you that money for a reason. He's like, big man, take your hippo, innit? I don't want the money.
I want you.
Yeah, I want you. John Gage says, again, unfazed, I'll give you man a minute, innit? I'm gonna step over to the side, I'm gonna give you man a minute. Tells her, babe, I miss you. I can't believe we let this dicker get between us. I miss you.
This is what my man's saying.
Woody, I miss you. I hate what happened, but obviously I see you're happy, do your thing, enjoy your hippo, innit? So she's like, raw. So John now has clocked it and he's thinking, I was actually right. Like after everything that's happened, I'm trying to buy. Donnie has still managed to pull up and swindle my girl. Even though I managed to get her in the end, I still never managed to get what they had. Even when I had her, bro, I didn't have what they had. And he was like, cool. I know she's not gonna leave me though, because her life is patterned and everything's blessed. I mean, her, cool. So I know she's not gonna leave me. So I need to make her leave me because I'm not leaving her. So one day they're chilling in the car, everything's blessed. And he's like, I love you, you know, babe. She's like, cool, yeah, I love you too. He's like, nah, I actually love you. She was like, yeah, I love you too. He says to his driver, bro, have you ever seen me this happy? Driver's like, nah, bro, I never seen you this happy. He's like, yeah, she's the best, isn't it? He's like, yeah, she's the best. He says, do you think she's the best out of all of them? Driver's like, what? He's like, do you think she's the best out of all of them? And the driver has to play along in it. It's like, yeah, best out of all of them. She's like, best out of all of them? All of who? And he's like, who do you think? My £1 million things. My million things. You're the best out of them. She's like, £1 million things? He's like, oh, you thought you were the only thing I'm paying for? That's mad. Nah, you're like, he's like, driver, how many do you think? He's like, I don't know, like 10, 20? He's like, oh, and he starts making up stuff. Do you remember the one who wouldn't stop hiccuping when she's laughing and stuff? And then laughing about it. Laughing, yeah. He's like, no, but you're the best.
Fuck.
You're the best by far. And she's like, wow. And he's like, yeah, wow. You're just another one.
Damn.
Yeah. And she's like, well, pull the car over, big man. Pull the car over, big man. I'm getting out. And he's like, say less.
Yeah, yeah.
Car's bored.
Yeah.
So she gets out. Just about to leave, she's clocked what he's done, gives him a kiss on the cheek, dips. Driver's like, what the fuck are you doing, big man? He's like, bro, so it's like you can't buy everything. I tried my best. And then fam, again, unfazed, gets in the whip scissors, let's go. On to the next. I've got there's money to be made. Let's go. When I say John Gage is the MVP of the 90s, as fictional characters go,
yeah,
John Gage is my spirit animal.
Fuck.
Yeah, fam, it's a movie.
As he was saying it, I was envisioning everything. So I feel like I've seen the movie, but I'm going to be equally as gassed when I watch the movie.
Bro.
Wow.
I rarely spoil a movie from beginning to
end.
Yeah. That, I was locked in.
Wow.
It ended just as the plane was landing as well. Fucking hell, I was locked in. John Gage, my bro?
Wow, say less.
Human being.
Say less. He does look like a playboy philanthropist anyway, to be fair.
He does, he does. Billionaire playboy, bro.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's who Tony Stark thinks he is.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Bro, it was a good movie.
good recommendation. Good storytelling as well, man. I was locked in.
Bro?
I was locked in.
Very fucking good.
Well played, man.
Right, guys. Bit of a different episode, but thank you very much. As always, catch us on Thursday, patreon.com/shitsandgigs, £3 a month.
10p a day. 1p. S&G.
And yeah, love, love, love.
Gang, gang.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.